We'll move on to a little bit more information from the fucking awesome dad.
Okay, this horse, I did not want this frigging thing, okay? Do you know horses? They just burn through money. I love animals. I don't want to sound like some, you know, douchebag. I love animals. But we were trying to save up to buy a house. We couldn't even have the horse at our house for the first couple of years. We had to put it at a stable. Luckily, I knew a buddy with one. Gramps has now since passed on too. So the only thing that's left from this thing is this little pony. And now it has heart problems. And it's friggin' brutal, man. Like, I cannot tell my daughter again that, sorry, your horse is dead. I won't do it.
Okay, thank you so much, fucking awesome dad. We'll move on to Hangover Part 4.
Yeah, so I live in Toronto. I moved from Milton a couple of years ago in terms of what I wanted to do with the money. So one of my best friends, he's been struggling for quite some time. One of the most selfless people I've ever met. He always puts himself or puts other people first. So he's had a rough go at it. He's struggled in many different ways because he would never invest in his own mental health. I want to help him invest in his. I've already sourced out the therapist. I know exactly how much it will cost, and $5,000 will be pretty much exactly 1 year's worth.
All right. Bad luck, Lucy. Let's hear about some of that bad luck.
So I've moved between 3 different cities in the last 5 months because of just bad luck with roommates. The first roommate that I lived with was not the nicest person. I found out a month in that I was paying 100% of the rent of a 2-bedroom apartment while she did not have a job. I've been dealing with my mental health for the past 10 years, and I thought I finally had a breakthrough about 2 years ago, and now it's going downhill. So I'm just looking for somewhere where I can get back on track with that. But I need to get out. I have a few options on the line that I can get into if I get the money.
Thank you so much, Lucy. I thought we'd just do a quick little go down. Each person, maybe say 2 words. How would your best friend describe you, starting with 80s heartthrob?
Yeah, so the 2 words would be, bruh, and what?
Bruh, good answer. All right, we're going to go to the healer.
Magical and positive.
Thank you, healer. Okay, moving on. Fucking awesome dad.
Fucking awesome.
You should have seen that coming. Should have seen that one coming. Okay. All right, Hangover Part 4.
I would say dependable and honest.
Solid. And bad luck, Lucy.
I would say hardworking and devoted.